This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. From Psalms 84 through 89, Leroy looks at people whose hearts are a highway to heaven. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
There is a verse in today's section of Scripture that has always intrigued me. It has an air of mystery about it, something like a truth hidden beneath the surface, something that challenges me to meditation and prayer in order to explore it fully. Various translations of the Bible render it in different ways, indicating that different translators have difficulty coming to its exact meaning. The verse is Psalm 84:5. Now, almost all translations agree on the first sentence, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you." All who rely on the living God for their strength are fortunate and happy indeed. But the last part of the verse is the challenge. One translation says, "who have set their hearts on a pilgrimage." Another translation reads, "in whose hearts are the ways of them." And another, "in whose heart are the highways to Zion." As I have pondered this verse, many things come to mind. There is the aspect of making a pilgrimage to a holy land. Many have been fortunate enough to make that journey and cherish those memories in their hearts. Others may have determined within their hearts that someday they will join the happy throng and make the pilgrimage to the holy city. But for others, the road to the city of God lies only in their hearts. But because it is in their hearts, they are walking that road every day and inviting others to join them. Frequently, over the past 39 years, I have become acquainted with people like this. My first encounter was in a small town of Harlan, Iowa. My wife and I were not Christians at that time, but four young couples took a spiritual interest in us. When these people opened their hearts to us, the way to the heavenly city became plain. In their hearts was the highway to Zion, not the city of David, but the eternal city in which believers in Jesus Christ will be received. Everyone whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And over the years, I've met many others whose hearts are open to people who have not yet discovered that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In New Testament times, one of the names given to Christians was People of the Way. So as I thought about this verse, I have asked the Lord to make me one of those people whose strength is in Him alone and in whose heart is a highway along which others can find the way to God. May it be true for each of us in our walk of daily discipleship. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you in establishing a regular time of Bible reading and prayer, we're offering a free copy of the pamphlet, 7 Minutes with God. To receive your copy of 7 Minutes with God, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, as we study Psalms 90 through 97, Leroy shares a psalm for takeoff, landing, and everything in between. Join us on Daily Discipleship.